This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night show, and we are in the second hour of tonight's program. We being me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website where you'll find the archives of the last seven nights of shows right there up at the top of the page. You can get more archives by going to archives.freetalklive.com or by following us on SoundCloud. We put out a show every single day, and the archives are free, so feel welcome to consume them, listen to them, share them with your friends, discuss anything you want over at archives.freetalklive.com. Now, Free Talk Live, of course, is a show where you can call about anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. One more time, 855-450-3733. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. That is our Skype ID. And we do have, looks like, a phone call on the line. Let's go to Janice in California. Hi, Janice. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Okay. About the laws about no texting and driving. And, you know, I live in California. Mm-hmm. But like I heard on the radio, it said, you know, they put this big old billboard and not like Amber Alert. California has that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're on the highway. We're not supposed to, right, read nothing. We're supposed to watch the road. I agree with that.
Yeah, it's a little distracting.
It totally distracted me. I mean,
there was actually a study in, I think it was Norway, perhaps, or maybe Sweden, where they compared roads with less signage on them with roads that had a lot of signage, and they actually found
Sweden,
that the roads
right.
that the roads, oh, in Sweden, you're familiar with that one. Yeah,
yes,
they found that the roads with less signs were actually safer because probably people were able to keep their eyes on the road more than reading the signs.
Right, and distracted driving takes a lot of different forms. It's not just texting. Certainly, texting and driving is a bad idea, and I do not recommend it for anyone. But so is fiddling with the radio or the GPS or, you know, swatting at the kid or the dog in the back seat or a variety of things that one can do, you know, trying to
swat your kid.
Swatting at.
Yeah, right. But what about this one? Can I interrupt, please? What about this one? Okay, I'm lost, okay? I'm on a highway or something, and I'm lost, and I'm just trying to read the signs because I'm, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, I get over in the lane without, okay, I forgot my blinker or whatever, but I'm still taking my eyes off the road, right?
Right. Well, to what, to put on a blinker?
No, I'm saying I'm lost. I forgot to put on my blinker.
Looking for signage?
No, I'm reading the signs because I'm lost.
Right. Mm-hmm. Looking for signage. Okay.
So you forget to put on your blinker.
I'm just saying I get over and then what? California laws are real. I'm pulling you over because, why I stopped you is because you didn't have a blinker on. Well, I'm lost. They don't care. They don't care.
Oh, there's no leeway for what your individual circumstance is, right? And
right,
thank
I
you
mean, I know I looked. I know I looked to change lanes, but I still got to read signs because I'm lost. Not everybody can afford GPS. My God.
Exactly. Thanks for calling, Janice. Yeah, it can be actually, it can be such a, when you're driving on the road, okay, it can be so easy. You're always afoul of some law. Like, there's so many different laws, whether it's having a tail light out or putting your blinker on or seatbelts or whatever. You're always kind of running afoul of something potentially at all times. And so that's
not they can always get you for swerving inside your lane.
Oh, yeah. Or they can just make something up. They can say that you swerved. Like, I got pulled over in my life. I've been pulled over not very many times, four or five times perhaps, and been driving for almost 15 years, something like that. But I remember once a cop pulled me over and claimed that I was swerving, and I was not swerving. Like, there was just no way. It was a fishing expedition.
Also, you don't drink.
I do not drink.
Right, yeah. It's really important to throw that in there.
Yeah, the first thing the cop said when she pulled me over was, how much have you had to drink tonight? And I said, zero.
The same thing I've had in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Did you have more? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying it's the focus is not really on keeping people safe. It's like getting as many, like in some cases it's meeting quotas.
Well,
in some cases it's just extracting fines from people. There's that Waldo, Florida, that you guys have talked about, Mark and Ian, before on the show.
Yeah, they just had their police department taken away from them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just shut it down.
By the state?
That place is notorious.
I think they got fined and then decided that it wasn't worth keeping them around or something like that is kind of how it went.
Wow. What were you saying?
Well, I was going to say, you know, and nobody really strikes the root on this. Like the caller had mentioned that, you know, she forgot to turn her blinker on and get over. You know, maybe the road system sucks. You know, like maybe the entire driving system that we have is terrible. You know, and like a lot of people complain about driving in cities. Look, a lot of these cities were never designed to have, you know, these big cars or whatever driving through. They're meant for horse and buggy. No one even thinks about the fact because, you know, it's one of the oldest, you know, it's a meme, honestly, in the liberty movement where who will build the roads?
Right. Without like, government, who will build the roads?
Yeah. But it comes down to, well, the roads suck. You know, 30,000 people at least die a year, you know, on the roads, and everybody wants to say the drivers suck at their job. And I think that's nonsense, because honestly, the only thing keeping one driver from hitting you head on is a stripe of paint in the middle of the road. That's the only thing that keeps them from hitting you.
It amazes me how people can conduct cars on American roads with as few accidents as they have.
Exactly.
Sure. It amazes me.
Yeah, and so I wonder if the real problem isn't drivers, it's the road system itself.
Mm.
And, if the government's taking this endless stream of money, which they are from, you know, people's grandchildren and great-grandchildren, why don't they just come up with a whole new system that actually works and that's meant for the 21st century instead of just trying to Band-Aid the 19th?
Well, you could get conspiratorial and say that the interstate highway system was actually meant for moving tanks.
It was never
designed for cars.
Yeah, it's a 24-page document that the freeways and all that were, you know, the interstate system was designed for militaries to get through. But, I mean, you can get into the fact cities have always been designed since Florence, actually since Rome, but Florence was copying them, of course, to, you know, make it easy enough for an army to get its orders and then march out evenly. Like, that's how cities have always been designed. And that's, I mean, that's crazy. And that's not conspiracy. That's straight up.
Yeah. I mean, think about your state. Do you have any roads in your state highways or whatever, that have been pitched to the public as, well, we'll just collect tolls on this road for a few years until we're able to pay off the road construction? It'll alleviate traffic. It'll make things way faster. You're going to love it. You just have to pay a toll for a couple of years. That's all. Just a few. And those tolls never go away.
No.
They just keep getting higher, in fact. And then pretty soon you have the toll booth workers.
Most of it is just paying the toll booth workers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's just it's this self-perpetuating thing.
Yeah. It's a make work project. Anyway,
speaking of signage, though, I've had this idea for some time as far as making roads free. What if you were to, now I'm in the ad business, and we're able to put a show on because people are willing to pay us for the space in between the things we talk about. Well, if you're putting down concrete and you're going to paint it, well, what if you were to paint it for a period of time with, hey, look, you can be the 5-year sponsor of 1 mile of road or whatever, and say this to Walmart or whomever, I don't know. And then, you know, they put signage on the road, paint it on the road, because you've already got this surface going on, for every quarter mile, and says this, you know, quarter mile of road brought to you by Walmart or something like that, and they can switch it up to Procter & Gamble. I don't know who it is. I don't like any of these big companies any more than anybody else does, but
they've already got billboards on the side of the road.
Right, so why not just let them pay for the road itself? Why are we paying for it when the roads all lead to them anyway?
Good question. Let's go to the phones and talk to Chuck in South Carolina. Hey, Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brian and Stephanie.
And Mark.
And Mark, I forgot him. But anyway, I moved down here about 10 years ago,
Hold that thought, Chuck. I'd like to hear what you have to say, but we're just going to have to hold that thought for a moment, please. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up here in moments. Figure out, talk about South Carolina, anything else that's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 24th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,233.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,278.54, $639.27 for a half ounce, or $319.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,278.54, $639.27, and $319.63.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is the number to call if you want to bring up anything that's on your mind and talk about it with us tonight. We do like to have discussions with you. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. free.
Get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, if you drink coffee, and most of you do, this is a great opportunity because you'll get some of the best coffee you've ever tasted by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's shade grown, it's 100% organic, and it's top 1% grade Arabica beans. And that organic certification matters that much more when it comes to coffee because coffee is really a rather absorbent crop. And it's grown mostly in countries where they don't have the rules on pesticides, don't have the rules on leaded gas. Those things may matter to you. Maybe they should matter to you. Coffee.freetalklive.com. But one thing that other organic coffees don't do that BuzzBox does do is they give us a portion of the proceeds in order to give microloans to people around the world. And we've given many microloans at this point through coffee.freetalklive.com. And we'd love to give more. And the great thing about it is when the folks pay it back, we're able to give it to other people. Give them the hand up out of poverty that they need, not a hand out. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. Let's go back to Chuck in South Carolina. Hey, Chuck, thanks for hanging on. You were just saying in the last segment that you moved to South Carolina, and you wanted to tell us about that. So go ahead.
Yes. I moved about 10 years ago from Long Island, New York, and mainly because my wife wanted to come down. We had friends down here. And since then, I've found that people coming down from the Northeast, they want all the services that they had up in New York, and yet they want to keep their taxes low.
Oh, yeah. That's familiar to us in New Hampshire.
There's a bumper sticker in Florida. If you liked how they did it up north, then take I-95 north and get out.
I wish they'd leave their politics up there. But let me give you an example. About 5 years ago, the state put a penny tax in order to take the school taxes off of residences. Well, that was wonderful, except the school districts, just before the law went into effect, they passed huge bond issues, which resulted in the taxes are just about the same. And not satisfied with that, the school district wants to put a penny sales tax for the schools.
Oh, that's how they get their foot in the door.
Do it for the cheerleaders.
Just an extra penny. Nobody minds giving a penny.
They did this in Sarasota when I was there, and they actually had the cheerleaders on the side of the corners of roads with signs saying, "Give us a penny." You know, and I'm not kidding you. In the cheerleader outfits. I'm surprised no accidents occurred. And, there they are with their signs, waving and jumping and the pom-poms and the whole deal with the teachers standing there sort of, guiding the young minds towards more taxes. It's ridiculous because, you shouldn't be mixing these things together. The students asking for more money, is that really what you want? You want the school indoctrinating
kids? It's a conflict of interest. And what if you're a part of the cheerleading squad and you lose your position if you don't participate in that?
Or you're certainly going to get ostracized by the other gals, right?
Yeah, or by the teachers.
Well, that's what they say. It's all for the children. Even though they don't have a teachers union here like they do on Long Island, the Long Island taxes were just sky high.
And it starts with a penny, right? Yeah. Thank you, Chuck, for the call.
Okay.
And take care. We hope you stay safe from those penny tax increases that soon turned into much, much more than that. Let's go to Keith in Iowa. Hey, Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the interstates and all that before. I just basically have two things to say about that regarding the biggest problem that there is on the public roadways isn't that we have too much signage or that our roadways suck. It's just that, it seems like drivers are getting dumber. Quite frankly, they're so obsessed with their little touch screens and their little nav screens and they just can't turn around and realize that, you know what? There's a road in front of them, and there's a truck next to them that if he blows a tire could could put your car into the ditch and put you in a world of hurt.
Well, yeah, you know, Keith, a lot of those backup cameras and some of the technology in the cars is mandated by the government.
Yeah, and exactly, and it's basically the government saying you're still too smart. We have to dumb you down some more.
Yeah, I wonder whether I was a better driver, really, when it in the late 90s, I remember getting trip ticks from AAA in order to get from one place to another as I drove across the United States in a van. You know, you had to pay attention to signage. You had to know where to get on and where to get off. All the signs were there.
Yeah.
So you're paying more attention to the road rather than this little gizmo, because I swear to God, I can get lost going down some dead-end street with this gizmo. It's constantly trying to take me someplace that's going to... Like I'm gonna, we don't have any idea where this gizmo's trying to take me.
Don't pick on my neighbor.
Well, yeah, I really see your point, Keith. And like when the government mandates all this stuff, what they're saying is you're too stupid. And when you treat people like they're too stupid, they kind of rise or fall to the occasion, right? You know.
Exactly. I just had an accident with my truck, or I should say someone had an accident with my truck. I had to park on the street. My truck gets totaled. So I end up getting a new truck, you know, as a loaner until I could replace my total truck. And
yeah, this thing's got
everything. It has tampon warmers and traction control and a great big screen in the middle of the dashboard. And I'm like, I'm not here to watch TV. I'm here to drive something, you know. And
does it have a key? Because the new cars really kind of freak me out.
Have a key. This one did have a key. It kicked it a bit old school that way, but this was a brand new Silverado, and honestly, I was kind of happy. You know, cool, I can drive a new truck for a while, and I get in it, and I'm driving it for about 20 minutes. I handed the keys to my wife and said, "I'll drive your car until we replace it." This is like the most emasculating and intellectually deadening experience I've ever had as a driver, and I drive for a living. I mean,
I hear you, Keith. I really do. I like the classic cars. Thanks for your call tonight. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I've got one of those cars that he's talking about that has all the little gizmos in it. I've got to say that smart key's real nice, you know?
I don't know.
You get near the car, the lights come on.
No.
Reach for the handle. Security issue,
it unlocks. I have no clue. I live in New Hampshire, the lowest crime rate in the nation, so I don't know if it is a security issue or not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a tech guy, okay, but I also do enjoy cars. And, like, the new technology in cars is... I can't stand it. And also, like at Black Hat and at DEF CON, hacker conferences, they've shown where people have controlled a lot of these cars that are far more computer-controlled with their Android devices, you know, just via Bluetooth or whatever else. And, I mean, they can turn the car, lock the doors, and just do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Are you concerned about your car getting hacked? This is Free Talk Live. Call us. Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call in about anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. One more time, 855-450-3733. The Pro XBN toll-free call-in lines.
ISIS crisis or just more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers. Antiwar.com has the facts. Antiwar.com has the readership. What Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media. All Antiwar.com has is you. The Antiwar.com staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up. And
they've been surveilled by the FBI.
Yes.
Jesus, give these people some love. Seriously. Last donation drive they had, I sent them some bitcoins. You can, too. If you send them bitcoins, it's very easy to support that organization with a degree of privacy that you may not have with your credit card, for instance.
Yeah, I wish the people that use the website would do the giving, because oftentimes it's really the only anti-war voice out there. It's it as far as...
It is the only one, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, and...
The only consistent one, for sure.
Indeed. So they need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate. Call them today. They proudly take Bitcoin, antiwar.com/donate. Antiwar.com, because the war is the health of the state.
Indeed. In fact, I think they even take precious metals.
I'm sure they would.
You know, somebody gave me as a gift once a silver dollar that was called a peace dollar.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they would really like a gift like that at anti-war, because they consider Federal Reserve notes basically war dollars. So silver would be a peace dollar.
And they're right.
All right, 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live. We got an email that we wanted to discuss. Now, it's rare that we read emails on the show, so please don't go thinking that if you email us, we're going to read it.
Get the chance.
We don't. We can't get a word in edgewise, usually, with our callers, which is great. We love to talk to people live, and we'd love to hear from people. But, you know, there are kind of some special cases where people have something they really want to talk about, but they're just not available when we're doing the show live, and they can't call in. And this was the case with the person who emailed us today.
You take your chances with an email. It's like, you know, 101, 201, 1 in 200 emails gets read in the air. So every caller makes it in that calls before 9 p.m., right? I mean, we're going to get you in.
Yeah. With an email,
unless,
not so much.
You're some kind of chronic caller.
But this person had a special request, basically. He wanted to talk about something that you have referred to before, Mark, as talk radio hell, or the seventh circle of purgatory or something, as talk radio, because the topic, once it gets brought up, tends to kind of monopolize the discussion. And that doesn't have to be the case here on Free Talk Live. You can call about anything you want. I'm just giving you fair warning that we are going to talk about abortion.
Duh.
So the emailer says, I'm interested in what you, Mark, because he was addressing it to you, Stephanie and Brian, have to say about abortion from the perspective of gender equality. For example, men and women have identical choices and rights prior to conception, but post-conception, every decision lies with the woman. If the woman wants to abort, too bad for the man. If the man wants to abort but not the woman, she owns him. If a man does not carry a child in his body, I know a man does not carry a child in his body, so it's not the same. But should a man have every right to refuse parentage as a woman? And if not, why? Please bring this up on a Sunday show. And he also said, I'd like to add that he thought I was the voice of reason. So. It always makes me a little tickled inside. Thank you, emailer. And this is from Nathan, by the way. So what do you guys think about the subject of abortion from a perspective of gender equality? How can we introduce some fairness, is what I'm hearing in what he's writing. How can we introduce some fairness into this unfair situation? From an ethical standpoint.
So I would say that if you want to be fair as far as the genders go, you would need to allow a man who, you know, knocks a woman up, finds out about it or whatever, to go to the courthouse and basically absolve himself of parental rights within, I guess, I don't know, you know, what the period of time that somebody can get. This is the first trimester, the first 4.5 months. I think it varies from state to state. Some places, I know, do these, like, late-term abortions, which are horrifying. But it's also, I would say that there would have to be sort of a time limit, because if the woman can hide from the guy for 4.5 months, that's sort of, he hasn't gotten any warning.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. That would seem fair to me as far as, you know, if you can choose to do away with the pregnancy in the first 4.5 months, then I should be able to decide that too. But that's a system that simply will not work. Right? Like here in the United States,
I'm already thinking of ways to gain that system. And we should point out the current system doesn't work either.
Right.
A father can just take off and split, right? And the woman can try to kind of go after him for child support or whatever, but they're not always successful.
The father's giving up his identity to some extent, though. I mean, if you're going to try to if you're going to stay in the United States, you're going to have a heck of a time avoiding child support.
But there are lots of fathers who just take off and then don't pay their child support, even if it's judged against them, you know?
Yeah, they'll work under the table, stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, admittedly, I'm going to come at this, and maybe this isn't fair, and I can, you know, I can answer differently if that's what's really wanted. But, you know, I'm a big believer in preventative maintenance, okay? And I think that if you, as a guy, want to be going around, you know, and having sexual encounters or relations, you know, depending on which president you are,
have sexual relations to that woman.
I had
so
a sexual encounter. And, you know, and you're not interested in love or raising a family or something like that, I think, you know, you should be. Now, granted, like, no one's male birth control is an extremely unexplored area of the market, of science, etc. But I think if you want to be doing that, if you want to be rolling the dice with your baby maker, maybe you should think about, you know, getting a vasectomy or something like that. I really feel like it is completely unfair to depend upon or to force women to take drugs and or, you know, pills and whatever to be on board with that. I mean,
but aren't you just slut shaming here? You're telling a guy that he's got to go out and get an operation, whereas, you know,
it's pretty painless. I've had it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I've had the operation too, but, you know, I mean, everybody's responsible for this pregnancy. Both people having sex are as responsible as the other one.
Brian didn't say that a man would have to get a vasectomy. He said, like, look into your options.
Oh, yeah.
The one that worked for
him. Here's reality on life in planet United States is if you don't have a vasectomy, every time you have an orgasm you're with a partner, you're taking your chances. And even, you know, even when you have had a vasectomy, you're taking your chances.
Certainly it takes two to tango, okay? But I think guys are really rolling the dice if they want to be, and I don't mean this in a negative connotation, if they want to be promiscuous in any way, I mean that in a positive, okay? I think that they've got a lot of responsibility that does not get put on them by society at all.
You know, there's no real morality in the biological realm. And what I mean by that is that
we're designed to have children.
We just yes, we are designed to reproduce through evolution. That has made us that way. And yeah, it's not fair that women carry the baby inside them, and men once they unload, that they have no control over what happens to that semen unless they dispose of it consciously, or they've had a vasectomy and they can't get anyone pregnant. So yeah, it's not fair. I agree with that. I just wanted to hear him out about that first. I personally think that most of the time when you're talking about abortion and getting into debates on it, that is a lifeboat situation. That is damage control after the crisis of an unwanted pregnancy, creating another life, has already occurred. And what do we do about the damage control after the fact? I think it's much more productive to talk about birth control and options and,
sure,
and why people take perhaps the risks that lead to unwanted pregnancies or unplanned pregnancies in the first place, and to educate people about their birth control options instead of harping on, well, what is it bad to have an abortion or is it good or whatever. So let's explore that here in moments on Free Talk Live. If you want to weigh in, 855-450-3733. I hope Mark doesn't regret me inviting people to call. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. More coming up in moments.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drop and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show, 855-450-3733. Once again, that number is 855-450-FREE. You can call and bring up anything that's on your mind, 855-450-3733. You know, if you like Free Talk Live, Brian actually has a podcast, which I am the producer of. His podcast is called Sovryn Tech, like his last name, SovrynTech.com is where you can find it. And it's posted every week. He's been doing it for a couple of years. It's really up amongst my favorite podcasts out there. It's always very entertaining.
I appreciate that. Yeah, actually, it's pretty much for the past month or so, it's been, or a couple months, it's been twice a week.
Yeah.
So usually with a special of some kind, or often which you're a part of, or
you
just the regular show.
You can hear me on that podcast, yeah, quite frequently.
But it's a good time.
Absolutely. And it's a technology podcast.
Yeah, all about how science and technology can set you free, or maybe how it could enslave you.
Now, will technology ever set us free from the abortion issue? I mean, I tend to think that it's a lifeboat scenario, like I said before in the last segment. It's talking about, when we're talking about, well, is abortion good or bad? Well, you're talking about a crisis that has occurred and how to do damage control on that crisis. And striking at the root goes a long way, you know, thinking about birth control or perhaps how to prevent sexual assault and incest, you know, situations that could cause an unwanted pregnancy.
Yeah, those are the lifeboat situations. But there's like 1.2 million abortions in the U.S. last year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of lifeboats.
Well, and
there are people.
It's also true that, you know, a lot of people who talk about who have opinions about this issue, I think, are just coming from a place of wanting to shame women when it actually takes two people to create an unwanted pregnancy.
Well, so I think that I'm on the pro-life side philosophically, right? Like, I don't have an opinion really about what people do with their kids. My kid is fine, and I'm reasonably certain the rest of you people aren't going to come in contact with me. So I just mostly don't care. But my thought process on this is that you know, this is pregnancy is a foreseeable outcome of sex. And I believe in a philosophy of personal.
Yes, it is, unless it's gay sex.
Now, there, I'm for abortion for gay people because it is not a foreseeable outcome of sex.
I'm pretty sure there are very few.
Me too.
Instances. And, try as they may.
And so I, you know, I believe in a philosophy of personal freedom and personal responsibility. So I think you should be responsible for your actions, and whatever the consequences are of your actions, you need to bear them. Anybody else.
It's true. It is not the fetus's fault, you know, that you didn't want it, but you created it anyway, you know.
Well, I didn't understand the question as being asked of, is it right or wrong? You know, is abortion moral or immoral? But
he's
I will
about fair.
Yeah, fairness, gender equality, you know, and fairness is that's in my opinion a different story. But I want to make this point, and this is actually something I bring up on Sovereign Tech all the time, is that when it comes to philosophical issues, which whether or not the abortion's right or wrong would be considered a philosophical issue, if it takes technology to solve it, you didn't solve anything. There has to be a, like, you know, a first principles answer or whatever
phraseology
you want to use.
You're talking about the people who say, well, it'll all be taken care of in the future because we'll have artificial wombs and we'll be able to transplant
fetuses. Sure, right. We'll create a device that can suck the fetus out
and we don't have that. It's called an abortion.
Yeah. It'll all be taken care of in the future by virtual reality sex.
well,
we're
going to
cut down on all these rich people having
right.
That is a solution that could decrease the incidence of unwanted pregnancies. But we already have birth control technology now that can also really decrease the incidence of unwanted pregnancies. It's just that people don't use it, or they don't use it correctly, and they end up getting pregnant. And
right. Well,
that can be prevented.
Well, usually the first thing that's trotted out as far as you know, is prophylactics, condoms, that kind of thing. Yeah. A lot of people don't like them. They're not the most fun way to have sex. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. There are also long acting. There's like IUDs. Women
sure.
should get an IUD, intrauterine device, and you're good to go for 5 years.
Should be out there, you know, hitting the streets, trying to in ice cream trucks, trying to get you know, women in poor communities to get those things. But
there's a lot of backlash against that, actually, though,
because of the eugenics conversation.
Well, not only that, because of social conservatism, because some people just don't want young people to have sex. And they think birth control
is not going to stop that. And I really think that conservatives that have that opinion, the abstinence opinion, are shooting themselves in the foot on the abortion topic. Because you could really sort of have one or the other. You can have a conversation about abstinence out there where you try to keep kids away from birth control, and you can have a bunch of abortions, or you can have fewer abortions and kids having access to birth control. But I do want to mention the historical link between eugenics and abortion. This Margaret Sanger was a pioneer of. This is from MIT's website, so, you know, besmirch it if one must. Margaret Sanger was a pioneer of legalized abortion and the founder of Planned Parenthood. She was the largest provider of abortions in the U.S. Sanger's she's a well-known eugenicist whose writings make clear the historic connection between abortion and the demand on demand and eugenic thinking.
Sure, and I don't think that it's outlandish or odd or ironic that a lot of Planned Parenthood buildings since her time have been specifically put into ghettos and where, you know, well, honestly, where black communities, you know, where those exist.
Yeah, well, that's all true, but, I mean, what if she's right for the wrong reasons, right? Like, just because she was a eugenicist and those were her motivations, it doesn't mean that there shouldn't be legal abortions available, right? Like, do we agree that those two things are not necessarily connected?
Well, here's what I'll say.
Is all abortion bad because Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist?
I will say that, for one, in the case of rape and, you know, somebody being under the age of a certain age or whatever, so basically rape and rape, that pregnancy is not the reasonable outcome of getting up and getting up in the morning and getting raped that day, right? Like, that's so therefore I am not for it in that circumstance. Consider I have no emotional attachment to this issue. This is really about what I think, you know, a person's responsible for in their life. And I think that we've tried the whole let's throw doctors and teenage girls in jail for abortion thing, and that really didn't work out very well. So there needs to be some other solution
Yeah.
But I think we need to all go into this with eyes wide open. What's this about? Who does this affect? Which communities are harmed most by this? And I don't know the answer. I don't know what the harm is, but I know that emotionally some women really suffer from abortions.
Some women also really suffer, and people suffer from unplanned, unwanted pregnancies that
Indeed.
They happen too early. Let's go to the phones and talk to Deirdre listening in Iowa. Hi, Deirdre. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I have a couple of points to make about this conversation. I think this is really interesting. One thing I want to point out is I always hear birth control, birth control, birth control. If we could only get more people to take birth control. But, you know, if you're somebody like me who believes that life begins at conception, I mean, it's actually a scientific fact. Human life does begin at conception. You start the beginning of a human life. Then birth control doesn't stop that. So I'm a Catholic. One of the reasons why it's wrong in the Catholic Church to take birth control is because it doesn't stop conception. It sometimes stops conception, but it often as a like backup stops implantation.
How does birth control not stop conception?
So I think Deirdre's talking about the egg and the sperm could meet and create a fertilized embryo, but it just may not implant in the wall of the uterus.
Well, a vasectomy would stop that from happening.
So as a backup, I'm not finished. As a backup, it sometimes stops implantation. And also, if you know women who have gotten pregnant and planned, a lot of times they're taking birth control, okay? And they're taking it as properly as they can. I have tons of friends who have gotten pregnant and they were on birth control.
It does fail, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with this completely. That's why I definitely support vasectomy.
That would not be my preferred method of birth control either. But, yeah, but if you do a barrier method or if you if the man has a vasectomy, then there is no possibility of conception occurring. What do you think about that?
You know, in my faith, I believe that you shouldn't stop human life from occurring, and there's a whole lot. I mean, we could go on and on about that because I also think you shouldn't be having sex outside of marriage, yada, yada. I understand people get raped and, you know, it doesn't always work that way. But the most important thing I'm trying to get to here is that, I mean, when do you guys believe in a soul? Like, when does a soul occur? When does God implant a soul in this thing?
He doesn't put it in the condom. I can tell you that.
Right. But, okay, when a baby is conceived, we can probably agree that there's a soul in there, right?
No,
I don't know.
I don't believe in souls.
I don't know about souls.
It's a human life.
I think it's a human life. Yeah. You're not going to get dispute on that.
Okay. But I have another point to make also. One thing I really want to point out is here's an idea. Why don't we try empowering women and telling them they can handle this? As soon as they walk into Planned Parenthood, they get the idea, I can't do this. You can never handle a baby.
Thanks for the call, Deirdre. We're up against the clock. This is Free Talk Live.
If Americans continue their reckless disregard of the U.S. Constitution, our freedoms and way of life may not continue. Original Intent, Spoiler, and Moulin Labbé is a three-movie special that explains what we can do. From the director of Fiat Empire, this trio of movies features Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Edwin Vieira, and many others. On sale now at moviepubs.net. This is a mini-library you don't want to be without.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.